Hi, I'm Will Brubaker, and...
I'm Kate Brubaker.
And welcome to the inaugural episode of... What are we calling this?
Road Noise.
With a parenthetical unedited. So, we're just going to use this episode to kind of introduce ourselves, talk a little bit about what we're going to talk about, and that's kind of it. So, Kate, why, like, this... When we came up with the name, or when I came up with the name, it was more an announcement, like there wasn't any discussion. I just said, hey, let's do a podcast and let's call it Road Noise with a parenthetical unedited. So, why do you think, or do you think, that that's an appropriate name? And if so, why?
I think it's an absolutely appropriate name. And because of the fact that we don't have the luxury of doing this in a soundproof room, with microphones and other equipment like you might hear on other podcasts. So on this podcast, you're going to hear everything that we hear on the road. So, for instance, now you might hear waves crashing in the background, and that's because we're sitting on a beach in Peru. Other episodes, we might even be driving. So you might hear Will cursing at other drivers, and we apologize in advance for that.
So it's great that you brought up the cursing thing. So let's make this really clear, and let's remember to make this clear before we actually get started with our content, that this content is probably not appropriate for most audiences. We will most certainly drop F-bombs. We may drop C-bombs, and if that's not clear enough to you, it's a...
No, I think people know what you mean.
So, right, a slang term for the female genitalia.
It's a vulgar term.
Vulgar. We will most certainly talk about violence. There's a chance we'll talk about drug use. Pretty certainly we will talk about sexual topics at some point. So, yeah, if that's not going to be appropriate to you or the people within listening range, this is not the podcast for you. So let's talk a little bit more about road noise, and you mentioned that we're on a beach in Peru, so how is it that we came to be on a beach in Peru?
Well, that's a very good question. And for those of you who don't know who we are, about 2 years ago, we bought a truck with a camper on top, and we decided that we were going to drive that truck from the United States to Ushuaia, Argentina. And here we are, 16 months in. We just crossed the border from Ecuador into Peru, rather. And we are on a beach in Zorritos. What happens next, Will?
Yeah, that's really anybody's guess what happens next. We're going to continue south, obviously, since the final destination is Ushuaia. So what we're doing, we refer to, there's a word we use called overlanding, like in the simplest of terms, just refers to surface travel. Like, so a backpacker who takes buses or tuk-tuks or whatever, or hitchhikes, could be called an overlander, but we use the term to mean vehicle-based travel, personally owned vehicle-based travel, because you could do this on a bus. There are plenty of people who do this on motorcycles, bicycles, and as I mentioned, like backpackers who take buses. That's still in the simplest term, that's overland travel. We're talking about it in the sense of vehicle-based travel. We live in our vehicle. Our vehicle is our home, and home is where we park it. So with that in mind, is this going to be an overlanding podcast? Are we going to talk about overlanding?
We are going to talk about overlanding sometimes, but more in the sense of a background, because life in a vehicle is not as simple as one might think.
So we will talk about a broad range of topics, but there's always the context of, like, this is our worldview of this, and our worldview currently is we live in our truck.
Right. And so some things we might talk about are issues that we've had at borders, and that, of course, relates to overlanding. But other times we might talk about things that we just talk about. Because as you can imagine, we have a lot of time to talk. And we talk about everything, ranging from topics such as chimerism in horses. And what are some other things that we talk about, Will?
So we talked about the Peruvian Inca orchid last night. Like, we had a pretty in-depth discussion about that. So there's likely to be an episode about the Peruvian Inca orchid, which is, despite its name, it's not a flower. It's not an orchid. It's not even a plant, but it's a dog.
Right. And we may do, like I said, actually record episodes while we're driving. And so that could be a great opportunity to narrate maybe some of the scenery and talk about some of the history of the places that we're visiting.
So we're probably not going to really talk about too many things where we assert any expertise in any topic. This is mostly opinion and what we're inspired to talk about then. Or at least that's how I see it.
True. Yes. Nothing that we say should ever be taken as fact or sound advice. We're not the people to come to if you have serious questions about anything at all, and that includes overlanding, because we don't know everything. We ask questions ourselves of other more experienced overlanders, and we may even talk about some of them. So what else should we say as far as an introduction, Will?
I think that probably does it. I think we can wrap this episode up and start thinking about the next episode.
Okay. Well, thanks for listening. And remember that this is Road Noise, brought to you by thelifenomadic.com, which means we're bringing it to you from two ways, because we are also thelifenomadic.com.
So you can find that on our website. You can find it on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iTunes Podcasts, whatever that's called. And you can also find us on social media, The Life Nomadic, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We probably won't respond.
We might.
Facebook is good. You can also find the Contact Us page on our website, www.thelifenomadic.com.
So thanks for listening, and we will have a proper episode coming up soon.